It's All Things Considered. I'm Jamie Floyd. Segregation in our public schools is getting worse over time, and that's not just down south. We're talking right here in New Jersey. That's the finding from a new report published by the UCLA Civil Rights Project. It finds that over the past 25 years, New Jersey ranks among the top 10 states in the nation for the highest level of segregation. Here to discuss the report is Ryan Coughlin. He's one of the co-authors. He's also an assistant professor at CUNY's Gutman Community College. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
When a lot of people hear about school segregation, they go right back to Brown versus Board of Education. They think it ended in 1954. So can you give us a sense of how significant the issue is today, nationwide?
Sure. So first of all, following the Brown decision, there was some progress. It was relatively slow at first, and we did see some movement towards desegregation across the country as a whole. A lot of that took place in the South, which today is actually has some of the least segregated schools in the country.
So specifically in New Jersey, what are the numbers?
The numbers are pretty stark at the moment. We've gone from a place where 25 years ago, 10% of students were in what we call intensely segregated schools. Intensely segregated schools being spaces where 90% or more of the students are not white. Today, that number has doubled to over 20%. Similarly, we've gone from a place where 4% of children were in apartheid schools back 25 years ago to a place today where that number is up to 8%.
And you use the term apartheid schools. What does that mean?
So it's a bit of a shocking term to hear the word apartheid in place of our public school system. For the purposes of this report and a lot of the work that comes out of the UCLA Civil Rights Project, we use the phrase apartheid schools to refer to schools where 99% or more of the students are Black, Hispanic, or Asian. So less than 1% of the students in those schools would be white.
What is New Jersey doing wrong, or what is it not doing? Were there some steps the state could have taken to have headed this off?
It's a complex issue. When we say that the number of apartheid schools has doubled, part of that is just due to the fact that the demographics of the state have been shifting. So today, less than half of the population of school-aged children in public schools in New Jersey is white, and that number has dropped precipitously over the last 25 years.
Is there a way to legislate school integration?
So it seems like that's what we're going to need in the society. You have a lot of well-meaning people who speak about their desires to have their children in diverse school environments. But we live in a society where we're in constant competition with each other. We feel like we're in constant competition to get to the best high school, to get to the best college, which we then think leads to the best employment opportunities. In a state with nearly 600 different school districts, you have these small school districts where people are able to put up borders around their town and provide an education just for that isolated population. And without creating some kind of legislation that changes the way children are assigned to schools, we're not going to get there.
The Civil Rights Project released a similar report 4 years ago, and now the new one says there hasn't been a whole lot of improvement. So are you hopeful that things will ever really change?
So there's reason for some hope. A team of researchers that I work with has done an extensive study of a school district in Morris County. It's the Morris School District. And in 1971, in response to a state Supreme Court case, the school consolidated two different districts into a single space, and that has become one of the most diverse districts in the state. That doesn't mean that they've solved the school segregation problem. It just means that they have diverse environments. In those diverse environments, you then need to make sure that you have school leadership, that you have teachers who are all trained to make sure that the identities of all of the children in their classrooms are recognized and celebrated in that school. And that's perhaps the harder piece of this equation, is to make sure that once we even create these diverse spaces, that they're productive diverse spaces. You know, one of the big issues with school desegregation has always been that we've been trying to solve the problem of discrimination in our society using our schools as a tool. Schools are just one institution in our society. There are many other spaces where segregation takes place. And putting all of this pressure on our schools to be the site of desegregation for our society is problematic. And until we really see this as a more holistic issue, where we deal with segregation in our churches, in our neighborhoods, at our workplaces, we're never really going to be able to solve this problem.
Ryan Coughlin from CUNY's Gutman Community College, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.